Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined by Dr. Ray Morrison, the founding dean of the Edward Via College of Osteopathic Medicine, the proposed medical school here at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Welcome, Dr. Morrison.
Thank you, Corey. Good morning.
Thanks for being with us today. And you guys call yourselves VCOM, and if this all goes right, you're breaking ground later today on the new VCOM Louisiana campus.
That's right, 11 o'clock, right on the Bayou de Seard, and between the Alumni Center and the Water Ski House, and we're very excited about that.
Well, tell me a little bit about the College of Osteopathic Medicine. Why are you guys coming to Monroe, Louisiana, and ULM?
Well, VCOM was established initially to meet the needs in an Appalachian country that just, or an Appalachian parts of the state that just didn't have enough health care. That mission has been extended down into Spartanburg, South Carolina, where we have a campus, and then Auburn, Alabama, which there is a campus there. We're hoping to be the fourth campus here at this facility and then provide the needs as we're looking at the area of northeastern Louisiana as being a very, very important area for establishing healthcare needs.
Now, the proposed medical school would be here at ULM, a partnership between ULM and the Edward Via College of Osteopathic Medicine. There may be some folks out there, and I had to do some research. What is the difference between like an MD and a DO, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine?
Sure. Well, briefly, we're completely licensed physicians and surgeons. I am a general surgeon, and so that's what I practiced in my career. But we are completely licensed throughout all 50 states. Our medical schools have been around for just a little over 100 years and started at in the late 1800s with a perceived need that there just was not the best care going on for the country at that time. A lot of arsenicals and heavy mercurials and things like that were being utilized in medicine. And the founder, Andrew Taylor Still, came up with an area of, he said, you know, the body has, he was a very progressive thinker. He said, the body has everything in it to repair itself as long as everything is functioning correctly. And that means the arteries and the veins and the lymphatic system. And as long as that is all in its best position to be able to work, then the body could actually heal itself. And so we have used that type of holistic approach throughout our entire years of training. We're very progressive in the sense that we were one of the early medical schools to bring in females. And so now then almost 50% of our matriculants are female candidates for becoming trained physicians. Now, we do a four-year school like the MD schools. We participate in residencies, which coming up in 2020 will all be combined under one house for accreditation. And so we will be training side by side, but we're also going to have the opportunity to provide osteopathic recognition in those residencies. So if you're just on the outside looking in, you'll say, well, I don't see any difference here. But we also use something called OMM, or osteopathic manipulative medicine, where we actually do some manipulation of the body itself, the musculature, the bones, and things like that, which is just a what I call an extra arrow in the quiver of your healthcare choices.
Now, you've got a groundbreaking coming up today at 11 a.m. on ULM's campus. Tell us what's going to be built here on the campus.
Well, this is very exciting. We have about 100,000 square foot medical school that will be erected here in the 17 months it'll take from time we break ground today until completion. It will house the entire medical school for the first 2 years of training for the students. We will also have third and fourth year, but typically those students are out and about on rotations at different sites and not here on campus for the majority of the time.
So ultimately, you'll get your first class. You'll be a little small for a year or two as it grows. When you get full speed, how many folks will you have here?
Well, it could be as many as 600 at one time. I would figure that at graduation, at our first graduation, which is proposed for 2024, we will have about 650 on campus Of course, the graduating class, once they leave, will replace that class with the new incoming first-year candidates the following year.
Now, you'll break ground on Bayou Desired. You're over kind of near the water ski ramp at ULM, and then your parking facilities will be over near the football stadium. What's in it for North Louisiana? What do we get out of this deal?
North Louisiana, or actually Louisiana in general, is a population state that does not have enough primary care physicians. We're about 19% down in relationship to the rest of the country. So we're going to be training mostly the primary care physicians that will go out and provide the needs for Northeast Louisiana.
Now, our area is underserved, and it's hard to get doctors to move to an area that that needs help. You guys are going to be doing some neat things with clinics and getting out into the community. Talk to me about that.
Sure. We start clinical exposure in the second year, typically, where the students are actually going out and being involved in some free clinics. That'll be the faculty, obviously. The faculty clinicians will go out and run those. But it's a good chance for the students to see the communities and be involved in that. Also, we're going to even start at the level of high school with some mini med schools where we'll go out and try to help the students make a direction in their life on which way they want to go. And if they want to go into medicine, we'll hopefully be able to steer them that way.
The investment in our community here in Monroe, you guys are putting a substantial amount into this. You showed me a picture, a beautiful facility. How much is this thing going to cost?
Well, we're looking at building costs right now. And of course, nothing ever costs what we say it'll cost when you start. But currently, we're looking at $40 million. In the construction cost and operations to get going.
When will this building get underway, and when will you guys be completed with it?
Well, very hopefully it's going to get underway today as far as the breaking ground, and then we suspect that in 17 months we ought to be able to move in with our full faculty.
So the public is invited today at 11?
Absolutely. We'd love to have them come out.
It is Dr. Ray Morrison with us with the proposed medical school on ULM's campus, the Edward Via College of Osteopathic Medicine. To find out more about this and other events, you can visit our website at kedm.org.